today on CityCast Chicago. We're back with round two of our take on the TikTok alphabet dating trend. In case you missed it, last week, marketing coordinator Jermaine Thomas and I went head-to-head coming up with Chicago date ideas based on the letters in each of our first names. Spoiler alert, I won. Now, lead producer Simone Alisea and newsletter editor Sydney Madden compete to see who can come up with the cutest and most creative dates. It's Thursday, September 14th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is What Chicago is Talking About. Sydney, we are going to start with you. Y'all both of y'all names start with S, so we're going to get this. I mean, both of y'all, S-I, y'all getting this started very similar. So let's kick it off with you. What is your S date idea?
Okay, I had a couple ideas for S. This was an easy letter. I don't know if Simone felt that way. Originally, I wanted to do the Swans in Humboldt Park because we actually just did that a couple weeks ago. But plot twist, when I looked it up, it's closed for the season till April. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. So instead, I decided to do a trivia night at Simone's in Pilsen, not Simone, our lead producer, but a bar in Pilsen. And that is because my partner and I, we met at a trivia night and we have not gone back since. And I did really bad then. And so I feel like I need to redeem myself a few years later.
I love that.
I was going to say, you've been holding on to this for almost 4 years, Sydney.
It's like embarrassing. Like I could tell you, but I don't want you to think less of me. And they also have like $9, you know, frozen cocktails and whatever. And I think it's just general trivia. So I thought maybe I would have a better chance versus something like super specialized, bringing out like, I don't know, like power trivia players. I don't want to compete against them.
I love that for you, though. I love that it started and we were just like, oh, this is a sentimental moment. And by the end, it was classic Sid. It was like, I lost and I don't like losing. So I got to run it back. That's a good reason. Simone, what is your S? How are you getting us started off? And you can't go to the club named after you.
So I'm going to go with Sip and Paint in Portage Park, Sip and Paint Chicago. So there are lots of different paint and sip events is usually how they're referred to. They're referred to by the P word first. But there is a spot in Portage Park called Sip and Paint. And they show you kind of what paintings you'll do ahead of time. So for example, if we wanted to, Scattergories rules, do a skyline painting at Sip and Paint. That's an option. They also have a Bad Bunny night coming up later in September that I think looks really cool and fun. You know, Jacoby, the last time we talked about this, you mentioned like making something together. And I think that's just such a smart thing to do. You get something out of it. It can be a gift that you give or something that you, you know, hang somewhere and it always reminds you of that time and that person. And I think I also was trying to find, I'll be honest, I was trying to see if there was like maybe, like remember that episode of Southside where she does the Sip and Paint with the model? And I was like, that could be
you wanted a naked Sip and Paint.
I was like, that could be a fun time. They do exist in Chicago. You can go look it up, but they're all called, they're called like Booze and Brush. So it's like a different thing.
It's totally different.
Totally different. It's very different from Sip and Paint. Depending on what flavor of date you're looking for, that's my pick for S.
I like that. Okay, hot start from both of y'all. Getting a little paint action, a little trivia. Sydney, we are back to you. How are you getting things moving with your eye?
For the eye, I picked an Italian cooking class. I think it's pronounced Tutore. It's a new cooking school that opened up in Avondale. And I learned about it because they were doing some fundraiser classes last week for people affected by the Maui wildfires. So that's done. But they have all types of classes, pasta making, basic knife skills, risotto. And I'm not a chef. And my partner does a lot of the cooking. So I thought maybe this could be a way for me to, I don't know, contribute more versus just like ordering items and him putting it together for me. And he likes to cook. So I thought it could be fun.
I definitely need some help on the risotto. It's mostly stirring, right? Isn't it just
It's mostly
mixing?
Waiting. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You just gotta wait and stir.
Oh yeah, Simone
wait
does make risotto.
I love risotto. Yeah, I make risotto. Yeah.
Simone, back to you. How are you getting the second letter knocked out? You also had to go with I.
I don't know why I is so difficult. It's a really tough one. This is where I start to get very creative in how the alphabet works. And the word that kept coming, the word that kept coming to mind was inter and interment, because Chicago has a bunch of historic cemeteries that are really, really fun to walk. Okay, bear with me here, guys. Everybody's giving me this look.
I'm with you.
It's giving spooky. All right, fall.
You went from interment to cemetery. Them some harsh words to get to a cute date. So I'm waiting for it.
Okay. Here's what's going on here. There are a lot of historic cemeteries in Chicago where they give guided tours. So two up in my neck of the woods, Rose Hill and Graceland Cemetery, you can see where sort of famous people have been buried. They're also like, you know, as Sid said, we're getting into fall. Like, there's lots of trees, lots of leaves. Like, they're actually really beautiful and thoughtful. On the south side in Woodlawn, there's Oakwood Cemetery on 67th that is home to former mayor Harold Washington is buried there. Also, African-Americans who served in the Civil War. And what I like about this as a date specifically is a couple of things. I think it's fun to learn things together on a date. I think history is fun, but it's like you get still get to be outside. You're not in a museum setting. You still get to have. So it's kind of that mix of like museum history learning, but also like outdoors, fall, hiking, getting to enjoy the weather. And like you get a chance to see like how thoughtful is your partner right now.
I was going to say you're testing death. Cardio and competence.
Yeah.
You was like, have you been dealing with your shit?
I think getting to like an emotional place on a date is not a bad idea. And I think a cemetery is not a bad place to do it. So that's my argument for interment. I'm so here for that.
And I love that, like, I think that mausoleums and gravestones are some of, like, the most, like, creative and beautiful architecture that, like, really yes. exists. And to just, like, go around and, like, look at that, I think is, like, super cool.
Sydney, we back to you. Finally departing from you all's name being spelled the exact same way with D. What's your D date idea?
It is Drunk Shakespeare, which David and I have already done. I took him on a surprise date night. I think it was in January, so it was pretty cold. It's in the Loop. You just walk in. It's kind of, it's hidden, but you walk in and they give everyone a shot. And then five actors, they're on stage. And then one of them is just getting progressively drunker throughout the night. So it gets really funny. And, you know, they take pauses and they let the audience interact and kind of choose what's next. And yeah, by the end, that last person can get pretty messed up.
Wasty.
Yeah, they take turns, which is good. And I think they take that person home, but it was really funny. And my partner, English major in college, so was geeking the whole time. So I feel like I knocked it out of the park with that one.
No, you did. And you didn't even have to go to Shakespeare in the Park to do it.
Exactly.
Simone, back to you. Big M, what are you going with?
So I am going with, this is like the most low key, I think, of all the dates. And I'm going with a mural tour. You could do this in any one of, I knew who was judging. You could do this in, you know, several Chicago neighborhoods. I think one that is near and dear to my heart is being in Pilsen and doing maybe the mural walk along 16th, right? That's like a 2 mile, you know, it's just like murals on murals on murals. And then of course, you know, the best thing about being in Pilsen is you can pop over to 18th and maybe grab a drink at Simone's or go thrifting or do some other, like, to me, that's just like, we've got a Saturday together, we're hanging out, and we just want to like be in the city together because it's a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at some art. We're going to take in a great neighborhood. So yeah, I'm going in with a mural tour.
Can't go wrong with a mural tour. Like you said, being in Pilsen, everything is over there. You're going to get good food. You can go stop in and get some music. You can go sing if you want to. No, that was a great opportunity. From the start of the day to the end of the day, Pilsen got everything you need.
I see I'm losing this one. So with D, let me jump in with one other thing about the Drunk Shakespeare. They're back with Drunk Debates. And thinking of who's judging, I know we have a former speech champion on the panel. So just want to throw that out there as another date night option.
I could be nice about this or I could be really particular because it's like speech and debate. Speech people and debate people do not. They don't, I'm not going to say they hate each other, but you know, debate is always how we're referred to. There's, no one cares about speech, but I love the effort. And I'd watch drunk debates because I feel like some of the best debates happen as people get progressively more inebriated, as long as they're not mean. But, you know, those can be real funny. So I actually think that is great. Drunk debates, drunk Shakespeare. Sydney, we are now at halfway through your name and your date ideas. Where are you going next?
Okay, so this is where I'm getting a little creative with the category. We're going to do like a night at the museum type of style date with Adler at night. It happens every Wednesday, I believe, from 4 to 10. Free for Illinois residents. You just have the museum to yourself. I do think it's a 21 plus event. Like I said, kind of dating a nerdy person, so he'd be really into it.
I almost put this one on my list.
Yeah. It's fun. It's popular.
Mm-hmm. Things like jazzing at the shed, things like Adler at night. I appreciate that the museums are trying to sell themselves as a place where young people and people who want to stay up past 7-8 o'clock can come and spend some time while they still sort of, I was going to say foie gras the information into you, but that feels way too.
That is not what you want to say. Not even a little bit. That is visceral. Nope.
I just meant the idea of pumping information.
Yeah, no, I know what you got. I know what you were referring to. I get it. It was very visceral. I understood what the metaphor was.
That could just be fun.
Peter's going to be on your ass.
Simone, we're halfway through your name, and now we're at the big O. What you doing for O?
This is where my luxury pick comes in. I wanted to have at least one, like, really, really luxurious. You know, Chicago's dining scene in particular, there are so many great choices. And sure, you can go to Alinea, you can go to sort of the old standbys. But for O, I'm going omakase. Ooh. So omakase, if you don't know, it is a sushi style that is chef. It's chef's choice. And typically what they do is they do these elaborate tasting menus where they prepare single bites over the course of, you know, anywhere from like 9 to 25 courses, right? And they are just exquisitely produced and it's whatever the chef wants to do. It's usually like at a bar, you know, at the sushi bar. And Chicago has been seeing more and more of these pop up over the past several years. If we want to stay specific with the O, there's omakase Yume in West Loop, which was one of the first ones that kind of came onto the scene. But there are several more kind of, you know, West Loop, Lincoln Park, downtown, you can kind of find them. And they typically range in price from, you know, at the low end, like $95 per person, to, you know, maybe upwards of $500 per person, depending on where you're going and how much sake you're getting as well.
Omakase, you putting me on here. I was not familiar with the style. I have heard of Omakase Yumi, but I just thought it was a sushi restaurant. So now I need to pay a little bit more attention. Sydney, we are here at the E. Mm-hmm. Where are you going for this one?
88 Marketplace, which is supposed to be the biggest Chinese a supermarket in the city. It's kind of like Zhongbu or H-Mart, if you're familiar, but there's only one. And the reason why I want to go is we just went on our first trip out of the country together, and we went to Lisbon, and this 88 Marketplace is supposed to have a pastiche de nata, which is a Portuguese egg custard tart thing, and I haven't been able to find them in the city. So I was kind of looking through Reddit, and supposedly one of the food stalls there has it. So brings back good memories. And yeah, I ate a lot of those in Portugal, and I'm trying to smash some more.
I love that there is some embedded story in some of the things that you've picked, places you've been before, experiences you've had that you want to, you know, sort of relive and maybe redo, aka trivia. But this, finding that sort of treat you had while you were out the country somewhere in Chicago, I think is extremely romantic and would be a really good nonfiction prose, if I'm just being honest.
I tried to be really thoughtful about it, which is also why it took so long. It was so hard.
I don't think I did this, but I imagine someone could listen to mine and be like, Jacoby just threw money at it. Like, who is he?
It worked. It got me.
Simone, back to a letter that Sydney has already done that was in her name. One letter earlier, you are at N. Man, y'all really share four of the same letters.
Yeah.
Cray cray. So what is your N pick?
I'm taking a very different route from Sydney.
From Night at the Museum?
Well, I mean, so the word is nightmare.
Simone.
I'm not finna lie. I'm starting to... Graveyards and nightmares. These might be some points against you, my G. It might be some points against you.
Hold on. You guys came around on cemeteries. So let me get to where I'm going here. Okay. So... I think you should do something that scares you with your date at some point in your dating life. I think it is good to be scared at some point together. And that could be anything that scares you. For me, for example, it would actually be the shed. I'm very scared of things in underwater and there are scary fish and I don't like to see the scary fish or be surrounded by them. But the thing I want to put people onto, because I talk about this all the time, I know there are a lot of people out there who are scared of clowns, but there is a group in Chicago. This is going to be the thing that loses me. I know it. There's a group in Chicago called the Hot Clown Company, and they are this like sort of theater crew of clowns, and they put on like a sexy clown show with a bunch of like kind of sexy sketches, and they have like great
interesting drinks. Juxtaposition.
It is very weird. It is very fun. It is a super fun show. It's so funny. They are out here singing songs. And I would say if you're like afraid of clowns and the makeup, like it's very low key. They are not all painted, you know, in like crazy colors and stuff. That is not the style of show. And I think that is like a fun, again, it's like a fun thing that's like, it's a little sexy, it's a little scary, it's like...
What makes it sexy? I have to ask. Like, what's, not just like, I mean that not as like a, like shade, just like, what are they doing? Are you talking Magic Mike clown show? What are you saying?
I mean, there's like a little bit of dancing, but also like the sketches and like the skits that they do, they're a little farcical, right? In the same way that like... They often do stuff that's related to dating and sex, like in their sketches. And so it's really, really cute. If that is not your thing, because I know it's not going to be for a lot of people.
You came other, with a backup.
Other scary things you could do. There's the Museum of Surgical Science. There's an underground rat tour. There's the Museum of Medieval Torture. There's the Insect Asylum up here on the north side. Mm-hmm. I've very recently came up with a list of spooky things to do. In Chicago as
surgery,
a possible date list.
Insects.
Rats.
The city dump, apparently. A rat tour. Oh, man, you really got towards the end of this joint, and then you decide to just jump out the car while it was moving. That's an interesting choice.
This is why scary movies are big date night things, right? It's because you get to be scared and you get to comfort each other. And then afterwards, like, you get to go have an ice cream and, like, talk about how scary it was. And then, like, it brings you closer. It's, like, a nice thing. And the look that these people are giving me right now.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. Sydney, we have gotten to the end of your name and arguably one of the most difficult letters in the alphabet to plan around. It ended my name as well. You got a Y, Sydney. What are you doing with it?
Yeah, also yoga. There's a few different places. I couldn't think of anything else. I knew you were going to do yoga too. I was hoping Simone and I went first, so it didn't seem like I was copying you. I thought about doing the yoga in the sky, but... I think this is still happening, the immersive Van Gogh yoga. I've never been to one of those, but it looks really peaceful. I haven't been to an in-person yoga class since before the pandemic. And I made a New Year's resolution for my boyfriend that he did not follow, which was to stretch more. And he just ignored that. So I feel like maybe if I shuffle him into this immersive Van Gogh experience, maybe I can... get him to stretch in the yoga class.
I like you being realistic. It wasn't all just like great stories and oh, he cooks and he's interested. He's a little nerdy, so he loves some drunk Shakespeare. He was like, also, he don't follow through. And so I think I need to plan our goals in at some points. I think that's a real relationship. That's right. Actually what's going on in our lives.
I'm trying to help him age better. Like, hey, you should put lotion on your face. Like, hey, you should stretch before you go to sleep.
Not David getting dragged on this conversation.
Oh, my God. No, that was a good one. I like that. Yoga is a great choice. I've seen the immersive Van Gogh, but I've not done yoga at an immersive event.
Looks really cool.
Yeah, I actually think that would be really cool because it's also on the floor. And so when you're like in downward, right, you can just, you see it all around you no matter where you look in the space. So that's super dope. Simone, we have come to the end of your name. What do you got for E? You could bring this back. This is not a lost cause. I just want to be clear. It's not a lost cause.
I don't think it was a lost cause. I think my ideas are great.
For Believe E, in yourself.
I'm fully confident. For E, I'm going to go with escape room. I think an escape room is a great date idea. I've done this recently at the Quandary in Lakeview. It was really fun because it was... we did a 90s themed escape room, and it was cute because we'd met at like a 90s themed karaoke. And so it was fun. But what I love about this is, again, I guess like for me, it's like I'm all about like, I want to learn about the other person. How are they functioning? What are they doing? And like an escape room is like you have to work together to solve puzzles. And like that could end really poorly. Depending on your guys' communication styles, like this is a date that could really show you kind of what is going on with this other person. Or it could go really, really, really well, and then again, you get to be successful and like you've accomplished something, and you figure out like how you guys work together, and then you have a nice little drink afterwards. It's great.
One of the things I love throughout your dates is that you are really interested in helping your partners improve, not just learning, but you're like, if you have an insect phobia, you're afraid of clowns, you're afraid of death, you're claustrophobic. I'm just exposure therapy it up. Call me Simone Exposure Therapy Alisea.
You get to be in a safe place with another person, right? That's the whole thing. That's like, right? It's like a nice thing.
No, that is...
The look Jermaine is giving.
No, these...
I'm trying to hide it. Like, I'm trying to be like, dang, like, how am I going to make it seem like it's a fair fight? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Luckily enough, this was not about how we... It wasn't just about telling people that their ideas were good. It was ultimately about making it compete against somebody else's alphabet dating setup. And so, Jermaine, we've got Sydney, we've got Simone. They shared 4 of the 6 letters. Who is your pick?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say, Simone, you had me at the top, the internment in the cemetery. Like, I was there. I was with you. But I don't know. Like, as we kept going, it kind of just, like, the wheels kind of fell off the car a little bit. And it just wasn't, it wasn't the same. So I'm going to go, like, Gen Z solidarity. And I'm going to choose Sid. Because I don't know, Italian cooking, like, me and Rasheed both love to cook. We both want to learn how to make pasta. Like, that's real big. Drunk. Insert the blank here, anything with a drink. I'm there. So like joint to base, so here for it. And then like yoga, I'm like a yogi down. Like I love to practice yoga. It's my favorite thing to do. So you got me. You got me. I vote Sydney.
Thanks.
Man, Simone, your date ideas had everything I like, right? Had some outdoor hiking. It had some history and some learning opportunities. It had obviously some psychological analysis, right? A lot of psychoanalysis in there. But what really got me, if I'm being honest throughout, was I love that Sydney's dates had these. And I mean, yes, maybe it's unfair. She's in this relationship 4 years. But the stories that either existed behind you all or in front of you all were so beautiful to me. Because just throughout, like thinking about these ideas, it just felt like you constantly were thinking about not only will I enjoy this, but like how will we enjoy this? And so the sentimentality, which almost never wins me over, is my reason for going with Sydney on this one. Again, Simone, I loved it. Honestly, I think my reason, it reveals more about me. I still got some things to work on. My pension with the cemetery, insects and clowns, that's not on you. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That's on me. And so I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on that. Thank you for identifying some places of improvement.
Just consider it. Consider it for the future. Like I said, spooky season. It's the season. It's coming up. We're here.
Very timely.
We are here. Shout out to lead producer Simone Alisea. Shout out to our newsletter editor, Sydney Madden. And a last thank you for our marketing coordinator, Jermaine Thomas. I appreciate y'all always making time for City Cash Chicago. And again, I just got a list of 40 things that I can do before the year is over. And so I appreciate y'all doing that legwork for me.
Thanks, Jacoby.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to do it.
Before I let you go, some good news. Artists will bring new works to over 100 spots across South Chicago and West Englewood during the Meeting of Styles Friday through Sunday. You could tour the neighborhood's murals, attend a documentary screening, and join a community bike ride this weekend. Check the show notes for more info. As always, we appreciate you for listening. For more news and events, make sure you subscribe to our daily newsletter, Hey Chicago, and you bookmark our brand new website, chicago.citycast.fm. I'm going to talk to you bright and early tomorrow when we're looking back on some key stories from the week. Peace.